I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, one of the top 10 news stories in the country right now. I can't believe it, but it is. It's Kamala Harris yesterday talking to Oprah, claiming to be a gun owner.
At the debate, I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that. But my staff will deal with that later.
Now, look, it wouldn't surprise me, Lee, if she is a gun owner. Liberals are notoriously hypocritical about this. They want to take everyone else's guns and keep them themselves. Well, okay, so there she is saying she's a gun owner. So I think I hope Americans aren't falling for this, because here's the real Kamala Harris talking about what she intends to do to gun owners. This resurfaced this week. It was one of the top four trending things on X. So people who are on X know about it. This is what she was saying when she was attorney general. This is at a press conference in California. We should do to you, she would like to do to you, if you are a gun owner, like she is, allegedly.
Just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from...
Just because you have a gun in the sanctity of your locked home, we're coming in. She says the home is locked.
Yeah.
We're coming in? Who's we?
Where's your warrant?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You pay no attention to the U.S. Constitution.
Now, this was Kamala lying at the debate on a couple Tuesdays ago.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Actually, Lee, she intends to take 5 million of our guns away. Here, I'll let her explain. This is Kamala from less than 5 years ago.
What would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
So let me translate. Think about that, Lee. That's not just like a couple of assault weapons. Like maybe some guy has a machine gun that he built in his garage. We're going to get that. No, 5 million assault weapons? Supposed assault weapons. An assault weapon, as you know, Lee, and I know, is any weapon the left doesn't like right now.
Right, exactly, because there's, you know, there is no such thing as an assault weapon. Any, you know, I mean, good grief. So tired of hearing that ridiculous narrative being pushed around.
So she's told us in the last 5 years she's going to come in your house through your locked door to check on your guns. And she's doing a mandatory buyback. That's no choice. They'll give you some money for your gun, but you got to turn it in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mandatory buyback of 5 million guns. That's in the last 5 years she said this, yet turns to Trump at debate again and said this.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
But less than 5 years ago,
what would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
Now, remember when she was at the Democrat debate, ironically hosted by David Muir, who let her tell that gun lie at the debate, knew better because she talked about forcing people to turn in their guns. Remember when she's at the Democrat debate on ABC with David Muir? And remember Joe Biden saying, you know, Kamala, you can't take people's guns executively, because the Democrats were debating. You can't sign a piece of paper and take their guns. And she says, oh, yes, I can.
Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons.
Hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
Yeah, Joe is right about that. Of course, he doesn't follow up on it either. But
no. No. So, you know, you're thinking, well, the Supreme Court will stop her as long as constitutionalists control it.
Yeah, exactly.
She get, you know, I tell you what, Clarence Thomas is one heart attack away from she's signing executive papers and she's going through your locked doors. Her words, not mine.
Yeah.
Her words, not mine. And so this whole I own a gun, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if she does. Again, liberals are notorious hypocrites on this.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, defended by Hillary again yesterday. The fact that she flip-flops, Lee, is actually really good. You want a candidate, she says, who flip-flops, because it shows their maturity.
That's what happens in elections. You know, people say things and then they, you know, argue about it because you're trying to get that sliver of votes. And I think what she's been saying is, yeah, look, I became vice president after having been in the Senate, being attorney general and everything. And I learned a lot about what works and doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want in a president. You want somebody who's constantly learning what's going to make a difference.
No, she's constantly lying. She's not constantly learning.
If we follow that logic, then they should be praising Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. for changing their mind about leaning toward Democrat policies and moving toward supporting President Donald Trump.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. No, of course not. Of course, they came out and immediately criticized them for you know, changing their mind, for flip-flopping, as they're, you know, talking about here.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, if that was 5 years ago, then maybe she doesn't need our assault weapons anymore. She's already given the military's weapons to the Taliban. And they're flooding over the southern border, Lee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that news, that whistleblower, and I got to get this in every hour. I know some of you ride with me all 4 hours. That whistleblower before Congress yesterday, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Ordered by the Harris-Biden administration. This is what she did as border czar. Ordered by the Harris-Biden administration to hide the tenfold increase in the number of terrorists at the border from the American people. In other words, lie. And not just lie to us, lie to Congress. They're just now learning about this. They've been lied to by the Biden-Harris administration. Well, you know what that means? You need your guns. You need those guns she wants. Especially you need the assault weapons, because communities are going to have to defend themselves against the people that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have let in. While she tries to take those guns executively, which she believes she can do.
Which even Joe Biden said, you can't do that. But anyway,
texter writes, another texter. Every on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Every day it feels like we are in the V for Vendetta movie.
I have to go back and watch that. I haven't seen that one in a while.
Okay. Again, I'm playing this every hour. Bear with me. The American people need to hear this morning. This is the former San Diego border chief for the San Diego sector. So this is just one sector on the border, mind you. Tenfold increase. Listen to the numbers.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border.
Well, it wasn't just the administration. It was the mainstream media, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because that was really the first year and a half of the Biden administration was, oh, the right wing's lying to you. They're making it up. Right. There's nothing going on at the border. And the whole time, think about this. They know there are terrorists coming across at a tenfold rate, and they are silencing their border patrol sector chiefs, all of them.
Heck, you had Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of DHS, sitting there telling you the border is secure. The border is secure. The border is secure. Sitting there telling Congress that all during the Biden administration. The border is secure.
It gets worse. What do you do when you need to hide the number of people who are flooding that border? Well, the former San Diego Border Patrol chief who blew the whistle in Congress yesterday said they spend $150,000 a flight loading them up in San Diego and flying them into Texas. These are illegal immigrants, mind you.
The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through en masse. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents. To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission. The large numbers also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
Wow. And now we learn from Matt Gaetz, Congress member, there are five assassin teams stalking Trump on American soil. Three of them are foreign. Lee, I wonder how many of them came over that border.
Yeah.
I bet you at least one did. I bet they did. And that they've been stalking Trump since before the Butler rally, when the Secret Service knew about it and deliberately stood down. And high-level Secret Service officials are now turning whistleblower and coming to Matt Gaetz, coming to members of Congress, and trying to save Trump's life. Lee, I think given what Matt Gaetz has just found out here and revealed here, Trump has, I know he doesn't want to do it, I get it, but he's got to stop appearing in public. He's got to just stop until we can get a hold of the security system situation, because he's not going to survive it. He's not going to survive it. That is clear. They deliberately stood down knowing these assassin teams were out there.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, you know what it's going to come down to? You know what it's going to come down to? We have terrorists flooding over our border. We've just learned that the Biden-Harris, or is it Harris-Biden, nobody knows, administration instructed the Border Patrol sector chiefs to lie to the American people and lie to Congress to hide the number of terrorists. And the numbers are shocking. Tenfold increase caught at the border from 21 to 22. After that, he's not even allowed to tell you the numbers. He said it went from about 15 to over 100 a year. And he said in 23, it escalated way beyond that, same in 24. And no one's allowed to know. But he told Congress yesterday under oath, he's now a former Border Patrol chief, so he's able to blow the whistle. Folks, these terrorists may right now be stalking Donald Trump as part of the five, count them, five assassination teams. Whistleblower overnight through Congressmember Matt Gaetz. This is said to be a high-ranking member of the Secret Service Department of Homeland Security, saying they are stalking him. The Secret Service leadership knew it and stood down, even as Trump's personal protective team begged for more cover. This is terrifying. And look, I bet they're here. I bet they're in every major community. And you know what it's going to come down to? And this is so sad to me. Do you know who's going to ultimately have to deal with this? It's us. specifically our law enforcement. I think they have no idea what's ahead of them in the coming years as hundreds of terrorists flood this border.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border.
That's one border sector, folks. There's five major parts of this border, but there are 20 sectors. 20. That's one with over 100 terrorists, and it's way exceeded that in 22 and 20, in 23 and 24. And I can't tell you how many. One sector. There's 20. Local police are going to have to deal with that. And this is why this is just learning all of this and how much danger our country is actually in. It's a great day to honor local law enforcement because you guys are the ones who are going to have to help us clean this up one day. And I'm glad this is a day that we can do that. Joining me live from the Greenville downtown airport, Joey Hudson is out there. Good morning, Joey. He is with LeadUpstate.com. By the way, a great organization that you can join, you can donate to, you can volunteer if you want to honor local law enforcement. Tell me what's going on out there today.
Well, Tara, since I checked in with you last hour, I told you then that the line of law enforcement officers was all the way from the downtown airport, from the front door to South Pleasantburg Drive. The line is still that far. I cannot see the end yet. So we've had hundreds and hundreds of law enforcement officers from throughout the upstate here come through this morning. Sheriff Hobart Lewis is serving coffee. Chief Howie Thompson is serving biscuits. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott is here handing out Valor bags. I mean, it's just sort of a community effort, our way of telling these police officers that we appreciate what they do. And you know, Tara, I've been listening to you this morning. And by the way, a lot of them who are driving through here, guess who they're listening to right now? They're listening to Tara Savacious, the Tara Show. And, you know, they appreciate what we do as well. So many of them have said, you know, we listen every morning, appreciate what you guys do on 98.9 WORD. It's just a great morning. It's hard to describe how it feels to see all of these men and women in uniform come through and just to get breakfast and to get some of the prizes that local businesses have donated. Senator Danny Verdin was here earlier, and he said, you know, I've heard about this for years, but until you're actually here and you experience it, it's hard to understand when people are trying to explain it to you. But a great day here as we're celebrating law enforcement and what they do to keep our community safe.
Joey, and I know you're not going to say this, so I will. You are on the board of this organization, so you've helped make this happen, too, and we want to thank you for that as well. You won't tell us that, so I'm going to toot your own horn for you. If other people want to help you guys, because you know what? This effort starts again tomorrow. Right after, because I know last year it was 650 officers who were on it this way. That's tremendous. What can people do? This is a great audience to get volunteers and donations. Where can they go to volunteer and donate?
And Tara, you're right. We do. Today we're celebrating law enforcement. Tomorrow we start working towards next year. And go to leadupstate.com, leadupstate.com. And there's a form there that you can complete if you want to donate something, if your business would like to be a sponsor next year, because all this is locally donated. When we give away biscuits, it's because Chick-fil-A has donated those biscuits. A lot of the prizes, and boy, we have some great prizes here. DeWalt tools, there's golf bags, I see several Keurig coffee makers. All of these things are donated by local businesses. So if you'd like to be involved and support, and we need volunteers as well because we have hundreds of people here handing these things out as they drive through. So just go to leadupstate.com, complete that form, and I'd love to see you involved next year.
Amen to that. And again, to all officers who may be listening to WRD and who are part of our WRD listening family, thank you so much for what you do every day in this community to keep you safe. Sometimes watching the national news, it may not feel appreciated. I know that it is right here in the Greenville area. Thank you, Joey, for calling in. Sure, we'll have an update again in an hour.
Sure thing, dear. Thank you.
You know, I love you guys, so I try to keep you as healthy as possible. You settling in for the workday? Fortunate enough to work at home? Well, you should know about this. This is groundbreaking stuff. Scientific study just published on the specific absorption rate from your Wi-Fi router. Got a Wi-Fi router? Where is it in your house? Had a texter yesterday when I did this at 9 o'clock say, oh, it's right on my desk. Oh boy, that's not good. Wireless modems, Wi-Fi routers should not be in rooms you frequent. So definitely not the bedroom. You spend, what, 8 hours a day in there? If your room you spend a lot of time in is the living room, move it. Go move it to a room you don't spend a lot of time in. Maybe a bedroom you don't use, got a basement, move it. This is the largest comprehensive study ever done on this before. And these routers, the modem, I know where ours is in our house, emits dangerous levels of radiation and other EMF waves that exceed what the FCC recommends. So the FCC 293.12% is the typical for a room that it is in, and the value it should not exceed is 234%. In other words, risk of cancer and all kinds of nervous system problems, brain problems, and diseases. These are high-frequency electromagnetic emitters. So what they're saying is, listen, I don't want to freak anybody out and scare anybody. It's not the point of this. If, you know, and we all have one of these in our house, right? Most of us do. Wi-Fi routers, big nerve center of your computer system, basically, your internet system. Just move it to a room you don't spend a lot of time in. Move it as far away as you can from places that your family mainly frequents to keep them healthy. And that study just came out. And it's a first major study that has been done on those frequencies. And whatever room that you are in, if you share it with the router, you are existing maybe for hours a day with higher than safe levels of those frequencies. And they're seeing, actually, it's interesting, in the study, they analyzed measurements of EMF levels from around the city in schools, offices, various spots within an apartment. The data was then compared to levels which are considered maximum safe levels set out by the International Commission of Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection and the Federal Communications Commission. And they're saying some people are more susceptible to EMFs than others. If you have had too much exposure, maybe you've been sitting in the room all day, like our listener yesterday who just keeps it on the corner of the desk while they work at home all day. So they started having ringing in their ears in February. Well, the most common symptoms of EHS, which you can develop from being around this, are dermatological symptoms, redness, tingling, burning, fatigue, insomnia, memory problems, dizziness, heart palpitations, and digestive disturbances. All signs that you are getting too much radiation from your wireless router. So we just want to move it to a place that you're not. So you don't spend a lot of time. Texter writes, how about at work when they have them over your desk? How about a new desk location? I'm serious. Texter writes, hey, Darren, did you see the absorption rate research on beepers from the Lebanese Scientific Society? Oh, I did. It was high absorption. Very high absorption. You know what's fascinating about that? By the way, New York Post did a great piece on that, what happened with the Israelis and the Hezbollah terrorists. You know what the Israelis are telling them? We've known where you terrorists were for months. Yeah, that part we detonated your beepers. That was just the latest. We know who all your associates are. We know where you live. We do. We know where you go every day. We know where your little hidey holes and nests are from which you plan to do terrible things to Jewish children and families who are innocent. We can get you anytime we want. That's the message that delivered. The beauty, though, of the beeper, the perspective of terrorist elimination. You know where most people keep their beepers? Yeah. I bet you a goodly number of those terrorists had them in their pocket near there. Cojones. Look, I hate to think anyone innocent was injured in the Israelis doing that, but the message needs to be sent. We don't do genocide. We don't do that. We don't do terror attacks. We don't. Texture Rich, Tara, please put out the link on that router story so I can share with my family and friends. I will retweet it on Twitter at the break so you can take a look at it. That is the largest ever study done using FCC, Federal Election, Federal Communication Commission values. So there we go. All right. Folks, you may be hearing it's a top 10 trending story in the country about gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson up in North Carolina. A lot of stuff coming out on him. Stuff that he posted to a website many years ago. And in it, CNN's breaking the story. He's writing about stuff he did when he was 14. In other words, a kid. Probably some Peeping Tom stuff he shouldn't have done, but he was 14. So, yeah, that's going on today. Brought to you by the same people who absolutely do not want to discuss Ashley Biden's inappropriate showers with her father, Joe, which probably caused her sex addiction, she says, in her diary. So, you know, just two standards there. What Joe Biden did was shocking and much worse. Ashley Biden clearly wanted us to know about it because she deliberately left her diary behind about 6 weeks after Hunter Biden's laptop was found. Or exposed, I should say, not found, but exposed. I've always thought it was a cry for help. I think she was afraid to tell people what Joe did deliberately, like press conference, email, tweet. So I think she left the diary behind because it was the only way she could let us know safely. And the FBI kicked in a lot of doors to keep you from knowing about that diary. That was their response, not to listen to the victim, but to kick in the doors. So just keep that in mind as they make much of very little, at least so far. We'll see what else is out there from Mark Robinson up north of us to North Carolina. That's all I'm going to say about it today because I'm not going to do the Democrats' work for them. Now, if they would like to talk about what's in Ashley Biden's diary, I'd be more than happy to talk about that. Like Ashley Biden is telling us she is a sex abuse victim and the abuser is her dad. It's shocking stuff. You know what just dissipated this week? The collective lie that even Republicans repeat to me. Well, we need these illegals to do jobs Americans won't do. We just have so many jobs. There's so many and we just don't know what to do because we have so many. Not true. And that came from the head of the Federal Reserve this week, Jerome Powell, who said, listen, the unemployment rate has ticked up because we have more people than jobs. It was a remarkable statement. And in the middle of this, you'll hear him slam the Biden administration. Take a listen. He's basically saying, well, he is saying, a country that creates 100,000 jobs a month and that's it. A country of 300 and, I don't know, 20 to 60 million people that only creates 100,000 jobs a month and yet takes in more than 100,000 illegals a month. That math doesn't work. So he's just blown up a major lie here.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders. And that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just this.
And he's saying, look, you took in 10 million. You're only creating 100,000 jobs a month for Americans, for illegals. That's it. Do you remember when the media lost its collective mind when Trump said very accurately that over 100% of job gains under Biden were for illegals and other foreigners? Well, it's true. And that's what he's saying. That's what Powell's essentially saying. Like, take a look at August. This is from Joe Biden's own Bureau of Labor Statistics. 635,000 of the job gains were foreign-born, legal and illegal, in August, while 1.3 million native-born Americans lost their job. Fox News reported this as well. Not a typo. 1.35 million native-born Americans lost their jobs. 635,000 people picked up their jobs. Picked up jobs. They were foreign-born. So that doesn't work over time. And that's what Powell is saying here. It was a lie when they told you we got all these jobs we can't fill. Like, we got to take these illegals. No, we don't. We do not have enough jobs for them and for you. So who wins? They do. They do. That's what that August labor report shows you. And this made Joe Biden so upset. Do you know what he did overnight? And the thing with Joe is you don't know if he's lying anymore or what. He said he has never met with Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who he appointed. Never met with him. And it's nothing is political. He's not lowering rates to help Kamala win. He's never even met with him, he says. Okay, here is Joe Biden. Not once in his presidency, he says. Here is Joe Biden. You can't see this, but you can hear it. Meeting with Jerome Powell in the Oval Office. One of more than half a dozen times Jerome Powell has signed into the Oval Office for a meeting with Joe Biden.
First, I want to begin by congratulating you, Mr. Chairman, on your recent confirmation of the second term, along with Drs. Brainard and Cook and Jefferson.
Sitting there in the Oval Office with him. Again, one of at least a dozen times that has happened. See, but the thing with Joe is you don't know. Did he forget? Or is he lying? I mean, he does both things a lot. So he's saying, no, I never even talked to the guy. It's not political. I've never talked. Oh, he did a lot, actually.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.